From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. For the second day of July 2013, I'm Philip Grant. National Weather Service has issued a flash flood watch, which will stay in effect until today at 8 p.m. They have also issued a hazardous weather outlook, as there is a chance of non-severe thunderstorms today as well. Today's forecast calls for showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be cloudy with a high near 79 degrees. Tonight, showers are likely again and possibly a thunderstorm before 10 p.m. There'll be more showers after 10 p.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 68 degrees. We'll go over the long-range forecast in a moment, but first, here is the local news. The incessant rain is raising flooding concerns. Jessica Mosier reports in the Daily Mail, this weather forecast this week predicts heavy amounts of rainfall, along with some possibly severe thunderstorms, causing the words, and I quote, potential flooding, end quote, to be uttered among the locals of Greene County. Many locations have received 2 to 3 times their normal rainfall since June the 1st. The National Weather Service in Albany reported a total of nearly a half of inch of rainfall for Catskill at 7 a.m. on Monday, and rain totals were expected to rise by Monday night. Conditions were much worse in Columbia County, particularly in Ankrum. At approximately 11 a.m. on Monday, the New York State Department of Transportation responded to reports of water across the roadway on Route 82 between Route 8 and Pools Hill Road, and Skyline and Finkel Roads, also in Ankrum, are currently closed due to flood damage. The Weather Service is now watching another storm system set to roll into the area on today. A flash flood watch remains in effect through today, through this evening, until 8 p.m. That full story you will find in today's Daily Mail. Also in today's mail, Columbia County is stretched by the needs of its seniors. Mary Shields is reporting in the Columbia paper that Columbia County Office of the Aging Administrator, Carrie Jablanka, reported to the Board of Supervisors Human Services Committee last week that 20% of the county's residents are aged 60 or older, making Columbia the oldest county in the state. Jablanka said the portion of the population over 75 represents the biggest change in the county's demographics. In that group, there is a greater likelihood of disability, requiring supportive services. So the county needs to focus on how best to serve an increasingly disabled population, likening the dilemma to building an airplane that is already in the air. Jablanka said the future will demand the county be responsive and reflect the needs and services of the community. He said major changes are happening and I quote, we need to work at the intersection of politics and good government to find a way to benefit the aging and the disabled population, end quote. You'll find that full story in the Columbia paper. Finally, the Ulster Green ARC executive director has resigned. The Daily Freeman is reporting that Laurie A. Kelly has resigned as executive director of Ulster Green ARC effective Tuesday, July 2nd, after 14 years with the agency. She served as executive director of the agency for 12 of those years. Ulster Green ARC supports people with disabilities. She previously served as a vice president at the Benedictine Hospital in Kingston. Kelly will be succeeded on an interim basis by John McHugh, who has been the agency's chief financial officer since April of 2008. Laurie's leadership over the past 14 years has been invaluable, and we will miss having her with us, McHugh said. The agency was founded in 1956 by families in Ulster and Greene counties seeking equal opportunity for children with disabilities. That full story you will find in today's Daily Freeman. So what can I say about the weather? Sounds like a broken record. A chance of showers and thunderstorms, with the precipitation probability decreasing daily. Today, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 78. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms again with a low around 68. Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 83. Wednesday night, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 68. For Independence Day, A 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 87 degrees. For Thursday night's fireworks, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low around 69 degrees. The showers and thunderstorms will persist through Friday, but then the weekend, look for partly sunny weather with a temperature high in the 90s. Sunrise this morning was at 5:24 a.m. and sunset will be at 8:35 p.m. The length of the day, 15 hours and 11 minutes, 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, the second day of July 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.